my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On one occasion, Jesus spoke thus: I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden light. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Grief, as peculiar as it is something every one of us has or will experience. It is unavoidable. In fact, we will experience grief in multiple times for many different reasons in our lives. Today, even in a time of grief, we gather to celebrate. We celebrate the life of C.C. Avery, the time that we have been blessed to share with her and enjoy life with her. Some of you might be thinking about now, Deacon Sam, you must have lost it. How can you say we come to celebrate while we are experiencing sadness and loss and confusion? There is a simple answer to that question. Now, notice I said simple. I did not say easy. The simple answer is three words: faith, hope, love. Faith in Jesus Christ, hope in the resurrection, love of family, friends, and most of all, love of God. C.C. Avery was born September 11, 1940. She was the second oldest of four children. And C.C. was called home to God on November 1st, 2019. As I was preparing the homily, it dawned on me, how cool is that? God called C.C. home on All Saints Day. What a blessing. We just heard from the Book of Wisdom, the souls of the just are in the hands of God, and no torment shall touch them. They are in peace because God tried them and found them worthy. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. So in faith, we have assurance that God not only raised Jesus Christ, but will also raise us. We too, one day, will be in the hand of God. Faith tells us that we shall join CC again. And when we do join her, it will be even more beautiful than our finite minds can comprehend. St. Paul gives us much hope when he reminds us that we too might live in newness of life. We shall be united with him in resurrection. We know that Christ, raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has power over him. We have hope that death has lost its power. We might struggle from time to time with that hope, but we hang on to hope through faith. How can we give praise to someone without loving them? Jesus said in the gospel that we heard, "I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. No one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and you will find rest for yourselves, for my yoke is easy and my burden light." CC loved life, and she lived each day to its fullest. She had a unique ability to enjoy life without any concern about what others thought. You may even have been surprised a time or two when you saw her still in her pajamas somewhere where many others would have been embarrassed to be in their pajamas. She enjoyed pulling pranks on Grace and Larry, especially greasing the apple tree limb and watching their hands slip free just before they hit the ground, or getting to bedroom before them so that she could scare them at bedtime. Some might say that Cece was just cleaning out her closet or getting rid of junk, but Cece, being very kind-hearted, you had to be aware and wonder what you might expect when you opened mail from her. She enjoyed giving away jewelry and trinkets that she had acquired. It's through the love of God that Jesus Christ invites us to take his yoke upon us and find rest. We have an invitation to allow Christ to lighten our load and ease our burden. It is in love that we are always invited. It is in deep love that we are never forced. It is in unconditional love that we are always able to choose when we are ready to allow God's grace to touch our hearts. So let us pray, especially in the days ahead, that we may allow the compassion and mercy of Jesus Christ to enter our hearts, to lighten our load, to ease our pain as we celebrate and thank God for our sister, our aunt, and our friend, C.C. Hager.
With confidence and faith in the Lord who calms all the dead into himself, we commend Cece and all the dead, and we pray for ourselves.